You're not more important than someone else in the body of Christ. I just want to say that. You might have a different calling, a different role, but you're just as important as the other person that's doing their calling by the Spirit of God. The same Spirit that empowered Billy Graham is the same Spirit that empowers the janitor to clean unto the glory of God that no one even knows his name. It's the same Spirit. So God gets all the glory. Some people get more accolades and acknowledgement here on earth, but in heaven, God sees the heart and he sees the motive. You see, what's more important in building a house? A hammer, a nail, or a saw? You might argue the hammer is the most important, but I would say without a nail and a saw, the hammer can't do squat. Well, you might say the nail is most important, but without a hammer, a nail's doing nothing. And you see, the reality is this, that there's no one more important in the body of Christ than another. You're all part of the bigger picture. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the callings that different Christians have. And in 1 Corinthians 12, it says that we're all part of one body. It says, can the eye say to the ear, I have no need of you? Showing that there's a need for all of the parts of the body of Christ. And so I've seen this in my life. I've actually struggled in different ways with comparison. I've seen someone as a Christian who was called by God in a certain way and thought, wow, I'm not really doing enough because I'm not doing what they're doing. Wow, they're out there going on all these mission trips. I'm not doing enough for God. Or, oh, they're out doing this. And sometimes we can feel less than because we're not doing what someone else is called to. But you just have to do what the Lord is calling you to do. Think about it. If everyone went on a mission trip or everyone went to overseas mission, who would be here to stay and be in America? If everyone was a pastor, who would be out in the workplace shining the light and being the salt? If everyone was in the workplace, who would be a pastor to guide them and shepherd them and encourage them with scripture? If everyone was a stay-at-home mom, that would be a certain situation. But some people, as moms, are called to be moms on mission that go on mission trips. And if everyone's called to do something, then there's going to be a lack. That's why there needs to be balance in the body of Christ. And that's why we have to have discernment for where we're supposed to be. And just trust the Lord in what you're doing matters. You're not more spiritual if you work for a church than if you work for McDonald's. I know people that are more godly than most people in the church that have a secular job, that have a job that isn't seen as someone that's spiritual. I know people that work in the casinos that love the Lord and shine the light and testify. I know someone who works for a casino. And man, he's on fire for God more than he talks about God and he prays and he seeks the Lord more than many people do that even work for the church. And you see, the problem is when we compare our callings, we're not wise. The Bible says he who compares himself among himself is not wise. So what we need to do to fight comparison is encourage everyone to keep doing what they're called to do and supporting others in what their calling is. And staying in our own lane and not trying to feel like you're less than, but knowing your identity in Christ is really what helps you overcome this. Knowing that Jesus loves you no matter what you do for him or what your role is. See, that doesn't matter. That's important. Yes, it's important because God gives us purpose and calling and destiny. Yes. But before that comes the identity of a son. We're a son. The Bible says in Galatians that he has sent his Spirit into our hearts, which makes us cry out, Abba, Father. And so I just want to encourage you, if you feel like you're not enough, if you feel like what you're doing is not important, I want to encourage you that if you're doing it for his glory with a true heart and you're seeking him, you're doing it for God. Man, I remember I've had different roles in my life. I've done landscaping. I've worked at Chick-fil-A. I've worked at the water park. I've been a pastor. I've been in different roles in my life. And I would actually say that, you know, I fell in love with Jesus while I was working at Chick-fil-A. I fell in love with Jesus, spending time alone with him, landscaping. And I fell in love with Jesus while I've been pastoring. And you see, all these different things, they're all different things. They're all different hats that sometimes I've worn. But throughout the whole thing, I was his son. And I enjoyed the Lord no matter what he has me to do. I remember Rob Mellon one time, he said, if God called me to go to Antarctica and preach to the penguins, I would do it. You see, whatever we're doing, Just do it. Just do what God says to do. Don't overthink it. And just support the other people in the body of Christ, because when you compare, you're coveting. What you're really doing is coveting, and the Bible says, thou shalt not covet. So be content in the Lord. Just keep doing the right thing. And I hope this message encouraged you. I feel like someone needed to hear that. Well, maybe I needed to hear it, if no one did. God bless. See you tonight at midweek service. I'm about to preach on 2 John, the whole book of 2 John, in one sitting. So come on out to Coastal midweek service. It's going to be a great time. Ellie says hi. And Ellie's coming with me the midweek. And she's looking beautiful, as always. Yep. She was even beautiful while it was blurry. But now that it's clear, you can see her full beauty. All right, see you guys.